This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Agra International in Bismarck. Bismarck Event Center is where we're at today. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Question of the day. We're talking budgets because, you know, the president's budget's been in the news and there's been some concern about some things that would impact North Dakota. So we thought we'd ask common sense, North Dakotans, if you had to pick one thing and say, I can live without that for, a reduction in our debt and our deficit, what would it be? What could you do without? And it can't be this program.
The Internal Revenue Service.
The FCC cannot go away, otherwise we'd go away. Actually, we wouldn't.
The Internal Revenue Service, the IRS.
Yeah,
we need that.
Yeah, you think so?
Flat tax. No, I just realized a whole bunch of accountants just got frightened to death.
Yeah, I don't blame
them. Wait a minute. How are we going to find all the tax breaks if we don't have... if we don't have our,
money,
tax
money,
breaks.
money.
I know. They'd have to actually get other... I don't want to put people out of work.
See, the thing
I want to put the federal government out of work.
I think what the president did very, very well is in his first few years in office is get a economic environment that is pro-growth, that is strong growth. And if you have a growing economy, everything else takes care of itself. That's how you chip away at the deficit. There's more jobs. It's a good thing. Now he's saying, all right, time to chip away at that debt. Very good idea. This is where we need to buck up and say, what can we do without? If we truly complain about the debt and the deficit, what can we do without? Anyway, so your calls, questions, comments, welcome on that. Dan in South Fargo wants to weigh in on that. We're going to get to you. We have a bunch of texts. We also have a text question of the day. It's the MyPillow poll. And the MyPillow poll is, what's the finish tonight in New Hampshire? Top three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Trump.
Well, no. He's going to win the Republican primary.
We're going to write him in.
This is the Democratic primary we're asking about.
I know.
It's kind of a snoozer. So there's that. Let us know. You can call us 800-228-0550. You can...
If you showed with less than 1% in Iowa, why are you still in the race?
Like who? Bloomberg or somebody? There's a few down there.
Bloomberg's spending all that money national, not so much in Iowa specifically, but nationwide, and then shows less than 1%. Are you bothering?
None of these people scare me. I think I can see Trump on the stage with all of them, so it'd just be a lot of fun.
It seems like if you can't get 1%, you really ought to say, maybe I'm not going to be the person, and just go.
We do want you to come by and say hi to us at the K-Fire Agri International.
Yes, we do.
So much so we're bribing you with pie. So a little pie social
like it's a bad thing.
At 11. It's a good bribe. We got a good bribe. Malcolm Altman is here from Hometown Pies.
We're incentivizing, not bribing.
He's setting up shop right now. Free pies going out the door at 11 o'clock. Come back in an hour. We'll have free pie for you. Look at these people just salivating over the pie. A guy's got a gooseneck implement company. You know gooseneck implement? Good folks. They don't have pie like this, I'm telling you. I'm telling you that right now. Anyway.
Have you ever had their pie?
That's at 11 today. I think I had a cookie in the shop.
You had the cookie in the coffee,
one
right?
time, yeah. And there's a whole lot of great folks all across the arena, the exhibit hall. This place is jam-packed with all kinds of great innovation and ideas to make this upcoming year a better one for all of our fine listeners. So come on by and see us at the K-Fire Agri International. We're going to talk to the folks from Legacy Seed and Touchstone Energy Cooperative in a little bit coming up. Let me go back to the phones here, 258-0550. And find out what Dan in South Fargo says about what could go. What could be cut? Dan, give me an item.
Well, I used to work in the U.S. Embassy overseas, and I can honestly say the dollars, the millions and billions of dollars we send overseas in foreign aid is a total waste of money. So you could cut the foreign aid significantly and save billions of dollars. Basically, what we had a saying when I worked in the U.S. Embassy overseas, if you want $1 to go to the people that really need it, you better send 10 because 9 will be stolen by a corrupt government overseas. So foreign aid definitely cut down, and I know his budget does cut foreign aid significantly. I'm not saying those countries don't need help. I'm saying the corrupt government officials in those countries steal the money so that the people that really need it don't get it. I'd also like to make a comment about who I think will win it up there. I think it will be Sanders, Buttigieg, and Warren. Warren is really close to in the New England area.
Sanders, Buttigieg, Warren.
Yep. I only say Warren because she's in Massachusetts, which is New England.
Next door. And, she's in the neighborhood. Yeah, she should do well there, although if she does like four again, down the tree, I think she's on her way out at some point, too. Dan, thanks for the call. Hang on a second, and we will get your telephone number so we can write down that guest. Would you do me a favor, Daniel, and write down his telephone number, Dan Fargo, and then the order? If you just put that in Slack, that'd be great. And he's saying Buttigieg. No, Sanders, Buttigieg, and Warren is what he's saying. Okay, let's go next to Jay. Jay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glen Ullin.
Glen Ullin, North Dakota. Yeah. What's on your mind today?
What's one thing a government could do without but could save a lot of money? How about bad outdoor lighting at night?
Bad outdoor lighting at night. So give me an example.
It's putting light where it's not supposed to be and illuminating things that don't, putting the light in the sky where it don't have to be and against other people's houses. And that would save about $2 billion a year nationwide.
Holy, you did some quick math.
Just taking, there's one example out here. It's been Glen Ullin, North Dakota Department of Transportation facility out here. Looks like a supermax prison at night. And there's one example. That's just one facility. It messes up my ability to observe the northern lights when I should watch them.
Ah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, the bummer. The northern light is more than the northern lights and just the glow in the sky at night. There's, level 1 to level 10 plus aurora. There's, four general phases of aurora. There's double displays and grand displays of aurora. And there's affects our weather and climate in short term and long term. So I like to see that stuff and keep track of it.
And you don't want to move.
Well, when you surge, you want to be on top of that right away, right as close to the house as you can, and record these when they happen.
Yeah, very interesting.
It's bad outdoor lighting. They could do much better. If I've been doing things over there, I'd be just leaving two lights on over there at night when they're closed and have the lights shine down, and then the other lights are turned off until the employees come to work. That's a simple thing to compromise, for example. Then they save the government, right? Just from that facility, look how much money and electricity they could save.
What I have a hard time wrapping my mind around is the reason for the lights to be left on. I'm sure there is. I don't know.
Well,
what it
there's
is,
no
but
security. There's no fence around the facility. All over, there's no barbed wire fence or a chain link fence that's real tall around the facility. So they can't blame security. It's just wasted energy. And that's just one from one facility. You're putting street lights out in some of these interchanges that don't need to be there, and it's just a waste of energy and money.
You said there is a fence?
Well, no, there isn't. There is nothing like that out here. Nothing like that. You just take a look at it, and it looks like a supermax prison, the outdoor lighting, and it shines. You could see at least a quarter mile away or more.
But I'm asking you, at this facility you're talking about, does it have a fence around it or does it not?
It does not.
Okay, so the lighting may be a security thing, right? That you're not going to steal something.
What they'll say, but it's just a waste of energy. So if they just turn things off when they're not needed, they leave a couple lights on them to indicate that they're closed and they're open, to put the lights on when they're at work. I can compromise with that. But it shines way over, a quarter mile away and lights up the sky like you can't believe. These bright LED wall packs, for example.
Got it. Well, I hear you, and we'll add it to the list, Jay. Thank you for calling.
Okay, sun is still asleep, so.
The sun is still asleep. This is our sun expert, too.
Yeah, it's still
in addition
asleep.
Into the northern lights. So
I saw one tiny little sunspot January 3rd, another one January 28th, and that's all I've seen in January. No northern lights so far in January, but sometime this spring I think the sun may come alive. It's just a question of how and how much and if it does.
And a sunspot here or there is not enough to say it's awake?
I'd like to see if we get northern lights down here, then I'm seeing the sun's starting to come alive a little bit. But if we get northern lights between, say, April 1st and June 1st, that often sets the weather trend into the growing season for the farmers. So if we get northern lights in the April to June 1st area and it's pretty strong, we'll probably get a drying out spell more.
Beautiful. You keep calling us, Jay. Glad you're listening out there. Thank you very much. And we'll see if we can get an answer out of ND. DOT regarding the Supermax prison-like lighting at the shop there. Junie and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I want to give, I think they could cut all the money from public television because it just spouts a liberal agenda anyhow, and I don't want to pay for that. Hello?
I'm here, Junie. I'm listening. What don't you, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the original thing that you don't want to pay for is what?
Prairie Public Television.
Oh, Prairie Public Television. Well, that isn't a federal thing. You know, and that's more state, but Todd said earlier, you were talking about PBS.
Yeah, well, the Corporation for Public Broadcast.
Yeah.
So PBS, NPR, all that.
Yeah. I mean, if that went away, then the Prairie Public would have less programming.
In fact, do your homework on Minnesota Public Radio and how much money they actually make. They don't need a subsidy. They just don't.
Yeah, I just don't think, I don't think tax dollars just don't belong to be part of that. There's no life or death reason for that. I mean, it's great. Have it supported by listeners and, you know, that like the programming without commercials or whatever, but it's not a tax-worthy expenditure, in my mind. Good points, Junie. Thank you very much. More after this, live from the Cape Fire Agron International on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're back. Live and direct from the K-Fire Agri International. 43rd annual. This show has been going on 43 years. How many shows last that long? My gosh. Pretty incredible what happens. So we think that's pretty cool. We think that's pretty cool.
What's in your mind, Les? 43 shows, right?
43 shows, yeah. That's like 43 days. 43rd annual means 43 years.
I want to congratulate you on, well, you might make 43 years.
You think so?
What, 37 to go?
I guess. I don't know.
Math in my head ain't working.
Keep listening, folks. Keep buying things from our fine advertisers.
And we'll have free pie at that one, too.
Yes, we will. Look at that over there. Malcolm Oatman's got the pie getting ready, and look at people walk by, and they kind of have a little pie envy. You know, that like one.
Figures Lori's the first one over there, too.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. 11 o'clock, come on by for a free pie social. We're live at the K-Fire Agri International today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. University of Mary has a way to change your life with a phone call. Simple as that. If you're a working adult, you want to further your education, looking for solid value for your money, you need flexible program options, affordable. You want it from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. Guess what? That's you, Mary. Flexible and affordable means something there. Choosing your program mode, that's flexibility. Working adults offered online, on-site, or a blend of both. And you choose the right fit for your life. The University of Mary, affordability means something, too. Costs are truly competitive. Bottom line, value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself at umary.edu/online. Tom in West Fargo is going to add to our debate here of what to cut. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, I think it's going to be Sanders, Warren, and Blumenthal, or the guy that's from the
Bloomberg?
From New York. I think it's a billionaire.
Bloomberg. You think Bloomberg's going to pop to number three, you think, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think eventually it's going to be Sanders might be in, but I don't think the gay guy, I don't think America, even though they're trying to force Americans to think that this is the gay thing, I just don't think they'll be able to force it down the throat. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think America's ready. And no matter what they say, I still don't think they're ready for a gay president and
I think the question now is how many times you can say gay in a sentence. That's the first thing I'm thinking. And second thing I'm thinking is the question that's being asked in New Hampshire and then in South Carolina and then in Nevada and Super Tuesday is the Democratic Party ready for it? I think the Democratic Party would be. I can't answer your question on. I just think he would be so mismatched with Donald Trump's stature, number one, and number two, just
absolutely
overall experience. This guy, I don't care if he's gay or not. He's only run a town of 100,000 people, you know, South Bend, Indiana. So he doesn't really have the experience to be president. That'd be my worry.
Well, the persona that he puts out, it's worse than Obama. I mean, it's just worse that it's. But anyway, I think it's those three, and then as for the, I don't know what the government could get rid of it, the list is too long. And I think the economic engine, I think President Trump has worked, he's getting all the oils in, he's getting ready to run, it's about to really start the fire. I think he's gonna do an unbelievable job the next 4 years. I think this country is ready to really take off now.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tom. I really do. I think, and there's a whole swath of voters that really don't get into, you know, the whole horse race and who's up and who's down and, you know, hang on every word at every rally. But you know what they do know? When there's more money in their 401k. when there's more money in their pocket. When they have better job opportunities. And that's what spells, in my mind, landslide. One more quick call here, and then we're going to chat with our friend from Legacy Seed, as I promised you we would. Randy Lloyd is here. Ivan in Jamestown, tell me what's on your mind. What do you want to cut?
Yeah, I'd cut every penny in the Department of Defense.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, yes.
Why?
Yeah, you got enough weapons, you got enough planes, airplanes, ships, tanks, guns. There's no need to worry about anything.
All right. Well, we'd be talking Chinese in no time. Ivan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And others, welcome. I see Stephen Fargo's waiting to go. Bruce over in Minnesota waiting to go. But right now, we're going to chat with Randy Lloyd from Legacy. See? How are you, Randy?
Great. Yourself, Scott.
You having a good show?
It's starting to pick up, yep.
Just starting here, just going, aren't
we? Exactly. Takes a little bit to get going, but we're in the South Arena, across from the beer garden. So
you're easy to find and an attractive location.
Exactly. So I've kept telling everybody walking by, well, 11:30 things will start picking up. So.
What's the best part of being at these shows? What kind of you know? Tell folks why they should come by your booth and what kind of action happens.
I think it's a two-way street. I love talking to the farmers that come by and get a sense of what's happening in their on their farms in their areas, and I can use that as I travel throughout the state and try to work with various farmers to provide the seed that they might need to make the balance sheet work out.
Give me a sense of the mood of growers right now.
I think there, quite frankly, I think there's a lot of uncertainty about the spring.
Weather-wise? Price-wise?
Well, out east, south west of Fargo, where I live, and we've got snow piled high. We have farmers that the Cornvention and Soybean Association meetings last week tell us that there's frost. There's no frost in the ground. The snow is laying on top of muddy, wet fields, and there's a lot of corn still in the field. So
that's bad.
It's not good.
Yeah, and I've heard that from others as well. Just the unusual nature in which we got a lot of rain and then a freeze, and so
yep.
Yeah. Yep. The snow is acting as sort of an insulator. Or
exactly.
Something like, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. It's been a 2-year battle for farmers, and I really feel for them. And but the good news is farmers are resilient, and they're going to be ordering some seed, and that's my recommendation. You're going to plant something, so why don't we get something on order? We can always adjust that as we see what the spring conditions provide for us, whether you're switching maturities in corn or switching from corn to soybeans, what have you.
Besides your smiling face, do you have any show specials?
Always have show specials. And I think more than anything than a show special, we look at each individual each customer as an individual, and we'll work with them to develop something that'll work out for them.
One-on-one. Sounds fantastic. Randy from Legacy Seed. Next to the beer garden.
Next to the beer garden.
Really unfortunate location you got from the good folks here at the KFAR Agri International.
No, we've appreciated our association with the Agri International, and looking forward to a great show.
Sounds good. That sounds like fun. And the fun begins, what did you say, 11:30?
That's when I figured things will pick up at the beer garden.
Thanks a bunch. Good chat with you.
All right.
All right. You bet. Take care. We'll take a break. Come back with more from the KFAR Agri International. Don't forget free pie coming up at 11 o'clock today. And much more to come. Don't touch that dial.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a cold, wet day in New Hampshire, but voters are turning out to cast their first-in-the-nation presidential primary ballots. The candidates are visiting polling places. They can't go inside, but in this case, candidate Pete Buttigieg brought donuts to a polling place in Nashua.
Can we ask how you're feeling today?
Awesome.
Feeling fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Shaping up beautifully.
Going into the balloting today, polls showed Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders were leading in New Hampshire. Two of the nation's largest wireless carriers are set to join forces. A merger between Sprint and T-Mobile has been given a go-ahead by a judge today. Many states, including California and New York, were trying to stop the merger with lawsuits. They were worried about less competition and higher prices. The deal includes a provision that the two companies cover 97% of the nation with a 5G network within 3 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fire Angra International jam packed the expo in the exhibit hall as well as the arena with all kinds of fantastic examples of innovation. I like the legacy seed guy talking about, you know, one on one. We know it's tough. We'll work with you. We'll figure it out. The expertise in this building is unbelievable. It's worth the trip all by itself for sure. So come on by and see us. And Todd and I would love to say hello and share a little pie.
If you we're don't doing have your own copy of Grassroots Scott Hannon book.
Oh, yes. I brought some at your insistence. At your insistence. I brought
okay.
One. Yeah.
You need to sign a copy for Trump.
Yeah, he
you
has
have one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's back at the farm. It is bad through reading.
At the farm. See, it's in Wisconsin. He needs another one for his office in Bismarck.
Bathroom reading a compliment?
It should be.
Depends
on how much time you spend in the bathroom.
A little time there, and you knock off a page or two. And
I know in Wisconsin it is.
There you go.
There you go.
Charlie Thomas is here from iHeartMedia, and they have a new, probably heard about this, Farm and Ranch Network. And they are, of course, bringing a lot of great information with the help of Scott Bachmeier to farmers
who's
and ranchers.
About to board a plane in just a few minutes.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah. And we get back from Texas.
So he'll be here tonight, no?
Yeah, we hope to have him here this afternoon. He's getting hung up with some of the weather. But, Scott will be here. And Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is brand new for iHeart. And the network includes, of course, the legendary K-Fire, also KBMR, and out in Dickinson, we have KLTC on the network as well. And then up in Minot, KCJB, and we have, beyond that, we have a radio station right now that we're working with down in Rapid City, South Dakota, that's going to come online with us. And we're looking at one up in Tioga as well that'll come
I know
online.
That one. I know that one.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. And what's unique about it, because if you it's in the name, you know, the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, for a long time, for 90-plus years, you know, K-Fire has been around. And, of course, with the Agra International, 43 years, you look at, the emphasis on agriculture and information. That's what K-Fire is all about. Well, we've been able to expand that across the state. But one of the things that we felt that we were lacking was the ability to really focus on, yes, we're going to talk about the China trade deal. We're going to talk about the farm bill. We're going to talk about NASHLAND. We're going to talk about regional items, regional ag issues throughout the Midwest. But what we really wanted to do is make sure that we had an arm that focused on Western Dakotas. And we look at Western South Dakota. We look at Western North Dakota. You know, we share a lot of the same issues, a lot of the same struggles. And so when you listen to the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, that's exactly what you're going to hear. You're going to hear a cross-section of all of that. But we think about crops and cattle in Western North Dakota, and we'll be talking about that. And, you know, just we kicked everything off on January 2nd with Scott Bachmeyer as our host of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. And I know a lot more about the Western Dakotas and the and agricultural life out here and the challenges that go with it.
Yeah, and the ranchers sometimes do get sort of taken for granted is the wrong word, but sort of just a little lost in the shuffle where, you know, a lot of the coverage and even a lot of the newspapers and a lot of the, you know, the print products out there, it's more farm, row crop than it is, you know, ranchers and cattle.
Well, I think, but, you know, you look at just the difference between the Red River Valley and what we have here in Western North Dakota. I mean, just the climate itself is different. So, granted, the farm bill and or the, you know, the trade agreement. So, you know, perfect examples, but how does that affect those areas? And how it affects us in Western North Dakota is going to be different than it would even, I mean, of course, different than it would in Iowa or Wisconsin, but even just the difference between Eastern North Dakota and Western North Dakota really is substantial. I mean, if you're out there part of that production, it's substantial because, you know, the crops that we're growing and what, you know, ground temp is important to our producers. So just that is different because of the climate. So we really wanted to focus on that with developing the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and make sure that we're getting a cross-section of that. Yes, I want to know what the weather forecast is in Montana because it won't be long before that weather's here, but I really need to know what's going on right here and how that affects us on a day-to-day basis.
Makes a lot of sense. Love something new, and especially when it's, you know, serving a group of folks we care a great deal about.
Absolutely.
You know, we wouldn't go without farmers and ranchers. Anything else you want to say?
Well, the Agri International, first we want to thank all of our sponsors that are with us for the next couple of days. We also want to thank all of our vendors that are here as well. And, you know, you alluded to it earlier, and it's so important. I mean, just like any industry, you know, agriculture makes up, we know that our income is what makes up 60% here in North Dakota. Our tax base is 40% of that as well. But most importantly, from year to year, I mean, you can come to the Agri International and say, well, I went to that show last year. This is the 43rd. What's new? Well, from just last year to this year, the technology, the products and everything, and that's what we're here showcasing. So there's going to be something that if you're a producer or you're involved in agriculture, which is a large number in North Dakota, you're going to get something from the Agri International. So and you can get pie, too. We invite
Todd
you.
And I are chipping in.
It's good to
pie.
Get a person or two in the door. You never know.
Well, I actually, it's like a pie. Well, it's pretty, it's important to anybody's agriculture life, but I heard they were specifically talking about the berries, and that's part of agriculture as well.
There you go.
It's tough not to be close to it. So we invite everybody to come down and see us.
Come on and see us. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it. All right, 22 before the top of the hour. Let's see here. Stephen Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, you know, all these conversations about where the Democratic Party is and, you know, all the back and forth and that there doesn't seem to be much, you know, compromise or wiggle room between, you know, whether it be Trump or you know, other, you know, of the left-leaning candidates. And I think a good contrast would be a couple of things. First of all, if you look at the politics and policies and beliefs of John F. Kennedy, tragically, you know, dying in 1963, November, if you set him down with Ted Cruz and they started to have a conversation about politics, you'd be hard-pressed to find that many differences. You know, pro-military, I'm assuming pro-life, I'm guessing on that a little bit, is Catholic. Small government, believed in, you know, creating economic expansion. And then you take a look at, you know, where the Democratic Party is today. So you've got Bernie Sanders out there. Bernie Sanders was a crazy person from the 1960s doing all these causes, was the mayor of Burlington or some little town, then got elected to the Congress as a at large in the 1991. And everyone thought he's this crazy guy from Vermont. you know, that was just way out there, socialist wacko. Has Bernie Sanders changed since 1991 would be the ultimate question. And the answer is no. So what's happened to the Democratic Party? He is now their front runner. I mean, they've gone off the deep end. And do they even know it? Or is that they just think that's same behavior now?
Well, I think they know it. I don't know if you've heard some of the stuff in the last week or so where you've got, Biden and Buttigieg saying, well, you know, Klobuchar, too, a little bit, saying, you know, he calls himself a socialist. So guarantee of the Democratic Party is now going to be labeled socialist if he's the nominee. They're using that against him. So I think they get it, although, I don't know, the whole Hillary thing, you go back there, was almost as though they totally threw the guy under the bus because they said he can't be the nominee, but they wanted to keep his supporters and, you know, infrastructure, and how'd that work out for them? So it looks to me like they're going to do it all over again here, you know, and it's fine by me, but it's a mess. It is a mess.
You contrast that. If Donald Trump, if Dwight D. Eisenhower was 100 and whatever and still alive, and he and Donald Trump sat down, they'd have a lot to talk about. If you took Bernie Sanders and sat him down with John F. Kennedy, they're so far apart, it's insane. I don't know where they're trying to take this Democratic Party, but it's getting to the point that it's ridiculous in my mind.
It's a train wreck. It is 100% a train wreck. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Jeremy West is here from Touchstone Energy Cooperative, another one of the folks that are here at the K-Fire Agri International that you should stop on by and say hello. We usually see Jeremy at Husfest, but now we get him at the K-Fire Agri International, too. So a bonus. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to be here. Good to see you.
What you doing?
We've got a Touchstone Energy booth with a lot of different local co-ops here with us. I think five or six other co-ops. Just a chance to interact with our members and show some electric vehicles, electric ATV, just having some fun with some folks.
What's the big conversation these days? What do most folks want to know?
In our booth today so far, it's been the electric car. A lot of people stopping by trying to find out more about it. People just generally are kind of scared of vehicles like that. They just aren't educated on what they do. So 240-mile range on them. So a lot of people, you know, average American drives about 40 miles a day, so it really isn't as big of a deal as what most people think. But, of course, in the cold environments, we do lose a lot of range on those vehicles. So a lot of questions around that, people getting into the car and touching, feeling, understanding that it is the same as a gas vehicle. It just operates a little differently. So.
I know the folks from Lignite Energy Council have a Tesla that they battle tested through a North Dakota winter and done pretty well. The biggest limitation seems to be, and I know Bismarck has two charging stations that are being installed with part of the settlement from the VW deal. But just in general, that's the limiting factor right now, isn't it?
It is. That's what kind of contributes to the range anxiety issue out there as well. But as we see more and more installed, so North Dakota, I believe, is installing quite a few chargers along the interstate system over the next year or so. And then phase two is to install them on the major highways throughout North Dakota. So as we see more of that coming in, they'll be much more usable on the roadways. It'll be much easier to get to and from places and across the entire state. So because it is kind of a challenge right now. Getting from Bismarck to Fargo today obviously isn't going to happen. The cold weather is going to trim that range down quite a bit.
It does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, is that something the factory tells you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so if you get in this morning and it's cold outside, on a nice day, you got a 240-mile range on the Chevy Bolt. Today you get in that vehicle, it's going to tell you your range is about 120 miles. So it's factoring in the weather and the fact that you're going to be using different accessories and your heater and stuff like that.
Interesting. So. Well, stop and see that. Yeah. The cookie ovens are at Husfest. They didn't make it.
Yeah, no cookies here.
But we do have pie for you.
They're doing pie pretty soon.
Yes, pie right after the show today. So come on by and send everybody our way. And hope folks stop by and say hi.
You bet.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy, from Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Number Cooperative is here today, Basin Electric and others as well. Other thing I want to remind you of, we talked with Aaron Vetter earlier for Farm Credit Services. They're doing their patronage record distribution for 2019, $4,500,000. They're doing a little appreciation social, 5 to 7 here at the K-Fire Agri International Hall upstairs. Come on up. At 21 and over, come have a drink with the gang at Farm Credit Services today. And they have your check here as well. So, more after this. We'll talk to Malcolm Oatman. He's a busy guy getting ready for the Pi Social. Ladies and gentlemen, straight ahead on What's On Your Mind.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I have neck problems, and my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Select 2020s, and by select, I mean, well, most, darn near all of them, 0% APR, 72-month financing. There are a few 2019s left. You think they want to leave them left? They're going to get you a great deal. And if you're thinking, I'm more of an F-150 fanboy, well, you know what? They'll get you one of those, too. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
By the way, this has been a fascinating day of suggestions on cuts to the federal government. A lot of, you know, usual ones that we hear once in a while, and others not so much. One says, end subsidies for wind power and ethanol. If they can't compete and stand on their own, let them go. You hear that a lot. There are not actually subsidies for ethanol. There is a mandate. The subsidies have been eliminated now. But the on wind power, there is a production tax credit, they call it. And so it's a tax subsidy. It is being phased out. I think there's 6 years left, 7 years left, something like that. They added another year in the last one of those omnibus budget bills for some reason. Nobody knows why. But basically that decision has been made. How about eliminating the Department of Education, says somebody? Do they do anything worthwhile?
Amen.
Look at the salary and pension of congressmen and senators. We've heard that from a few folks. Eliminate Planned Parenthood funding, abolish the IRS, institute a flat income tax and a federal consumption tax. The more you spend, the more tax you pay. Eliminate all subsidies for ethanol, wind energy, biofuels, and other non-sustainable ventures. If they're economically viable, they'll stand on their own. All right. It costs taxpayers, every time Trump takes out Air Force One to play golf, $3,600,000. You know, you can't play that game because all presidents are president 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when they go with the apparatus that goes with the president. You know, Obama played golf, Trump plays golf. Trump doesn't play golf as much as he spends time at his golf resort. And he's doing business when he's down there. I mean, he's golfing with senators, whatever. The guy works, you know, pretty much 20 hours a day. So.
Is he like the first president to play golf? No.
No, but if you don't like him, I just think you can find better arguments.
Most requested course for the last quarter, Ohio State University MBA program, the most requested course among those about to graduate in their last quarter, golf.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that makes sense. Malcolm Oatman is here. Malcolm's the pie guy. He and Teresa Oatman, his lovely wife, have hometown pies in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. And you see him at a lot of shows. And Malcolm has been nice enough to come down here and bring some pies, do a little sample. So I hope you come by and see him and maybe order up some pies for the next gathering that you have. Or, well, how about Valentine's Day? You got anything for Valentine's Day?
Well, yeah, Valentine's Day, we're going to be in Grand Forks at the men's market. The men's show. We were there last year and did extremely well. But since it's on Valentine's Day, I told them I was going to bring a limited quantity of heart-shaped pies. They're 6-inch pies, heart-shaped. And most likely they're going to be either cherry or strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of cherry and strawberry rhubarb, your flavors of pie are really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you brought today.
Today, Dutch apple is one that we brought. That's our signature pie. That's our blue ribbon pie. We actually won a blue ribbon with that pie. Appleberry, which has got blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and Granny Smith apples. Strawberry rhubarb, our number one seller in the state.
Is it really?
It is by far. It is.
How
I just looked
that?
At the numbers for last year.
My favorite is number one, Todd. Go figure. Yeah.
And then blueberry. And then tomorrow I'll have cherry added with all that. But and the blueberry, we put 1.25 pounds of real blueberries for that pie. And the blueberries we're getting right now are coming from Maine. So they're the little blueberries that pack a punch with flavor.
What's a whole pie weigh?
I think the most is 48 ounces.
So that's a lot of blueberries.
It's a lot of blueberries. Yeah, 1.25 pounds of blueberries, you know, plus everything else that we put in with it. But pretty good. And, you know, I was just thinking that question about Trump, you know, having play golf and, you know, flying around. How much of that did Obama do? He did quite a bit.
Yes, he did.
He did.
And you don't hear about that, right?
You
didn't hear about
that
back then. And you didn't hear Republicans complain about it because it's part of...
And honestly, I didn't complain about it when Obama did it because, to me, a president's a president. And there's a ton of pressure. If they, you know, if they feel good on the course and whatever, then, you know, fine.
A lot of people do their best thinking and best business deals and stuff on the golf course. Why not?
Yeah.
Make it happen.
So I'm totally with you. What else do you want to tell us about hometown pies?
Well, let's see. Today we made our first delivery to the Lever's store in Devil's Lake. So Lever's there is starting to sell our pie. And there is a place up at the northwest angle called Jerry's Restaurant and Bar. They have taken an order of our pies. And then, let's see, we've got, I think those are the two newest things that we've got.
I've never met a pie I didn't like. I have to say, but the best bar none is hometown pies.
We have started doing a pie pocket, and the pie pocket to me is like a Lay's potato chip. I got to have at least two.
Is that right?
It's extremely good.
Coming to a McDonald's near you, we'll bump out that other dry apple thing and get the real deal in there.
There you go.
It is pretty good. I got to admit, it is good.
So come on by and see Malcolm. He's nice enough to be here today and tomorrow. And the pie slices are out. We're going to do a little pie social. So come on by and take a break and say hello and have some pie.
The way they're going now, I'd say you better come quickly because I'm already surprised at how much is already
They're flying
left.
Off the shelf.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Shouldn't
right.
be surprised.
People
good
couldn't
stuff.
Wait. They couldn't wait.
And it's not even 11.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Love it. Hometown pies. All right, folks. That's a wrap for the program today. Back tomorrow. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. If you didn't get in today and you want to get in, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. The Oasis Petroleum Hotline. Be the buffalo. Just like they are.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.